Blackstone Publishing presents A Better Planet, 40 Big Ideas for a Sustainable Future. Edited by Daniel C. Esty, with a foreword by Ingrid C. Burke. This book is read by Traber Burns, Erica Sullivan, William Hughes, Alex Boyles, Kevin Kennerly, Kate Mulligan, and Caroline Schaefer. To the generations of Yale graduates who have contributed to building a sustainable future, and to all those who inspired them. Foreword by Ingrid C. Burke. Perhaps the most important challenge of this century centers on whether humans can obtain the necessary resources to flourish in a manner that is sustainable for future generations without causing irreversible damage to the planet. How do we obtain the requisite food, clean and sufficient water, energy, clean air, and access to green and wild places for our own health? How do we steward the biological diversity of the planet? As far as we know, we are the only species with capabilities to answer these questions, imagining the future, identifying problems, generating complex knowledge and tools, creating technological solutions and incentives, having empathy for others of our species who may have much worse challenges, governing our societies, and more. There are many worrisome trends in the environment at this time, but because of our human capacity for thought and action, we have enormous opportunities to generate knowledge and then deliver processes and policies for sustainable natural resource use, with support for social equity and environmental justice. Human health and the environment are inextricably linked, and much of the linkage occurs through the use of natural resources, the consequences of extracting those resources, and the impacts on air, water, land, and ecosystem quality and integrity. Individuals who are in positions to develop and implement policies or business practices to protect the environment for human health tend to be in a minority that is distant from the key challenges that arise from those linkages, generally living in conditions that are among the best in the world. This phenomenon of distant threats creates potential for lack of will and governance for environmental protection, as has been evident in the inertia associated with climate change policy for the United States. But the distant threats are becoming closer for everyone. We are experiencing rapidly increasing rates of environmental disasters that endanger human life, from hurricanes and forest fires to heat waves, drought, and flooding. In a more and more urbanized world, pressure mounts on rural lands for food, energy, and fiber resources to support cities. Waste accumulates on land and in the sea at remarkable rates. And environmental pollution, a very near threat, disproportionately affects the lower-income populations across the globe. Why a book about environmental protection? And why right now? Why dialogue?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?